We heard yesterday from the Welsh soul singer Duffy. She's one in a new crop of British women singer-songwriters. Today, 18-year-old Laura Marling. She came into our New York studios and told me she understands that people will lump her in with other contemporary female British singers, but she says they're a gender, not a genre.
It's not an insult, but it's it's strange because we come from completely different places. The only thing we have in common is that we're female.
It seems as though in some ways you've sort of tried to resist the image-based, mainstream commercial success that many other musicians strive for. How do you approach your career in that sense?
I just think of everything I do in how happy it will make me to do it. I don't like having my photograph taken, for instance, so I don't do that often, and I play guitar and sing, and that's my thing. I'm not much of a talker. So if there's a chance for me to play my guitar and sing, I'm there.
Do you have your guitar there? You want to play something for us?
Yeah, sure. This is called Cross Your Fingers. Look down on a body that you have grown. For mountains stand around you, they're not your own. And light squares and bodies are all you see. Since you broke down, since I broke down, since we broke down, I jump into your grave and die.
What's that meeting like where you tell Virgin Records, actually, no, I'm not going to have my photo on the album jacket?
If they ever tried to make me do anything like that, I would down tools.
Is that a British expression? I'm not familiar with it.
Down tools, stop working. I've put the guitar down. Music, the music industry is whatever you want it to be. If you want to be mega famous, you're going to have to do things that people tell you until you get mega famous, and then you can tell everybody what to do.
As you've gotten bigger, have there been moments that people have said, no, we need you to do this, and you've said, that's just not going to happen?
Yeah, of course, of course. And you just have to stay in control. And I've got... I think I'm lucky because my dad ran a studio when we were growing up, and ran a recording studio, so I knew a bit about, you know, I've always had a bit of sort of know-how about it. So I'm bloody lucky, really. And I stay in control because it is my career, it's just sort of common sense, really. Are you crawl out of the sea, stayed into my arms, stayed into my arms.
I understand when you started your national tour about a year and a half ago, there was a concert that you were actually not allowed to play because you weren't old enough. Will you tell me that story?
It was my first UK tour. And we'd all been travelling around the country in this, you know, rubbish old van. And then we got to London and we went in, we sound checked. I was in the dressing room and the manager of the club came in and said, do you have any ID? And I said, no, he said that his bouncer had read in the paper that I was playing here tonight and that I was 17. And the reason that it was such a big deal, they usually don't really care in England, but it was because it was a gay strip club. And they had a strip license, so I couldn't go in.
But a crowd had formed to hear you.
So my band, I was obviously really upset because we'd sold out the gig. I mean, it was only 200 capacity. And my band just marched outside and we played on the street outside two sex shops in Soho. It was really fun. I was running off adrenaline from that gig for like weeks after.
Your performance style has been described as stare intensely at a spot on the floor. How do you feel about performing for people?
I love it. I used to get horrendously nervous. I didn't love it when I was a nipper.
The 18-year-old says.
Yeah. But I've grown to love it. It's like an exciting fear.
What's it a fear of?
Playing in front of a room full of people.
Well, will you play something else for us, given that we're in an intimate little studio with
A
mere handful of people?
This is called The Last I Cannot Swim. There's a house across the river, but alas, I cannot swim. And a garden of such beauty that the flowers seem to grin. There's a house across the river, but alas, I cannot swim. I live my life regretting that I never jumped in. It's a certain amount of fantasy. There being this particular formula for living and for having a real life that I haven't done, because I left school, I didn't go to university, I didn't enjoy school at all, but I loved literature and I loved music, and that's what I knew I loved. And but because I didn't take the exams, you know, I think it's basically my insecurity about not having finished my school years. There's a life across the river that was meant for me. Instead, I live my life in constant misery. There's a life across the river, but I do not see why I should please those who will never be pleased. You know, you are what you can prove you've done. That's how people judge you. You know, I've released an album, so I can prove to people that I was a songwriter. And people who've finished university can prove to people that they've got a degree and they've worked for something. And I think, like, I love so many things, but I haven't got any qualifications. You know, apart from the album is my qualification, I guess. There is gold across the river, but I don't want none. I would rather be dry than held up by a golden gun. Saying work more, earn more, live more, have more fun. Saying work more, earn more, live more, have more fun. Saying work more, earn more, live more, have more fun.
That's Laura Marling playing Alas, I Cannot Swim, the title track from her new album, and it's a hidden track on the album.
Yeah. You gave the game away there.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you can hear more of Laura Marling's songs at the music section of npr.org.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Steve Inskeep is back on Monday. And Renee, it's been a pleasure hosting with you these last couple of weeks.
And it's been a pleasure having you sort of next to me, 3,000 miles away, in the host chair there in D.C.
Forgive me, I am only a man.